Yeah, I mean, we're able to get into our normal work week now, so that's good. Get a little bit of a head start because we don't have to worry about the game we played last weekend. So be able to get on the film. Obviously, we saw him late last year, but haven't seen him this year, and it'll be a good challenge for us. These are going to be fun games.
What did you see out of their defense? Did you watch the game yesterday?
I watched some of it. Was in and out, but the defense is very solid in what they do. I don't think they try to do too much, but they're going to make you execute and make you go the long way down the field, and hopefully they make a play or get you to screw up or have some penalties or whatnot to slow the possession down.
A lot of people talking about the weather. I think the coldest they've played is 35 degrees. Do you take that into account at all, or you don't really care?
Not really. I mean, we're going to have to deal with it. If it gets too cold, which I don't think it's supposed to, I mean, it'll be new for us, especially this year. We've been very fortunate with our weather. So, but it will be adjustment for them. And but I think once the game gets going, it'll be fine.
Jordy, everything all good with missing practice at the end of last week?
Everything's great. Yeah, so just a personal situation. I will not talk about it. Everything's good, but just something that needs to stay within the family right now, and there'll be a time and a place for that.
How's Aaron doing?
Fine. He was great today.
You guys are 8-0 at home. Any concern that they're 8-0 on the road? They know how to play away from home.
I mean, there's not a concern. I mean, they're a good football team. And the way they run the ball and are able to play defense, you're going to win games on the road. They've won some very quality games on the road. But, you know, we're very good at home, and it's just going to make for a good matchup. So we're going to come out and execute. And these games are going to come down to execution. Whoever takes care of the ball and probably scores the most in the red zone is going to win it.
How different is their defense now? I know you've only seen it for a day, but how different is it now from the guys you saw last year?
It's similar. Nothing too much different, I don't think. But I think pretty simple for the most part, and just very sound in what they do. And what they do very well.
Their strength this year, I guess, has been stopping the big plays. Is that, you know, something that shows up on tape that they've been really either focusing on that or just good against deep balls?
I think it's just the way they play. They try to keep everything in front. Like I said, I don't think they're very aggressive, you know, bringing a lot of pressure all the time or anything to where you have that one-on-one matchup. But, I mean, there's areas to be out there, areas to be made, plays to be made. You saw that with Golden Tate, you know, last week. And so when we get that opportunity, we just got to capitalize.
Since it is a similar defense, can you take anything from facing them last year? I know different teams, but can you take anything from that?
You can. And, I mean, I'm sure we'll look at that and see what, you know, worked well against them and whatnot. But, you know, it's a year later, different players, different team, but, I mean, you can take some things from it.
What do you remember about that game last year?
It was a crazy game. Lots of ups and downs, and it was a fun one to be a part of, and especially for Matt to be down there back in Texas and the way he was able to pull that win out for us, and the way the defense stepped up with turnovers. So it was a good one, and obviously a big one for us at that point in time.
Jordy, I'm sure you'll say you're not concerned about Aaron with his limited practice time and the bye week and motivated. Why would you tell me that you'd be fine having had all this off time, that things will still be in rhythm when you get on the field on Sunday?
Because we've been together for 7 years, and I have a lot of time into it. He didn't practice much last week, and there wasn't an issue. And I mean, we'll still be in meeting rooms together. A lot of it's mental anyway right now. And like I said, we've had plenty of reps, a lot of time together, and we'll be able to go out and play.
Last time you guys had the bye, it didn't work out so well for you. Is there a different feeling this time around inside the locker room, team different, anything?
I think there's different situations that happened that's last time compared to this time outside of football. But I know we obviously they practiced twice this week, different than last time. But, you know, it's always going to be hindsight on that stuff. You know, if you win, it's a great thing. If you lose, you should have done something different. So we just got to make sure we're ready to go out and play and start playing our best football, because now's the time you need it.
If Rodgers is limited, less mobile, how much does that change what you do?
I don't know. Probably not much. I mean, we're still going to rely on our offensive line to protect, which they've done a great job. And we'll just get into our, you know, our timing routes and make sure we create separation and allow him to get rid of the ball. And I think he's made adjustments to his game if need be, if it's just hitting his checkdowns quicker or whatever it is. But I think it's still going to be the same game plan that we've had last, you know, all year, if not definitely the last 2 weeks, where we've had to deal with this.
Jordy, what about timing? If Aaron has to miss a lot of practice this week, timing with the offense week to week, is that a concern?
I don't think so. Not at this point in time. I think if it was through training camp or something at the beginning of the year where we hadn't been around each other for a while, you might think so. But after being through a whole year together and, you know, multiple years for a lot of us with him, I don't think it will be an issue. And we'll be on the mental rep part of it through meetings and through film study and even at practice and make sure we're on the same page there.
Early impressions of the Dallas defense?
Very solid. A team that I think really relies on one another. Everyone does their assignment. When they're all on the same page doing it together, they're a very good defense. So we're going to have to be sound in what we do. We're going to have to execute at a high level and, you know, make sure we don't make any mistakes and, you know, be ready to put in long drives and sustain a long drive in order to score.